Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning, everybody. I'm Zoya Mateen, and you're listening to News18's Daybreak. Let's have a look at some of the top stories to watch out for today. It's Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati's 63rd birthday today. And to celebrate that, a grand event is in the works. According to a senior BSP leader, all leaders of the Samajwadi Party, the Indian National Lok Dal, the Janata Dal Secular, the Janata Congress of Chhattisgarh, and some more regional parties may be invited to attend the birthday program. Mayawati is also expected to spell out her party's views on the political situation ahead of the Lok Sabha elections, that is, and the tie-up with Samajwadi Party today. On Saturday, in a historic move, arch-rivals BSP and SP united after 24 years of hostility to take up on the BJP in the Lok Sabha elections. They announced the alliance in a joint press conference where they said that the two parties will contest on 38 seats in UP, leaving the two Congress bastions of Rae Bareli and Amethi, and at the same time keeping two aside for future allies. The Mamata Banerjee-led West Bengal government will file its response to the Supreme Court today on a plea that was filed by the BJP that seeks permission to take out Rath Yatra in the state. The BJP had submitted a writ petition after it was denied permission by Mamata Banerjee for their Save Democracy Yatra. In December last year, the court had asked the BJP to submit a list of self-restriction measures for the Yatra along with three tentative dates. The Mamata Banerjee government had previously cited law and order disruptions as the reason for not allowing the Yatra to take place. The Bengal CM has also stressed that the Yatra is not just political in nature, but also has religious overtones. Ahead of the Republic Day, the Congress government in Rajasthan is in preparations to facilitate those who take care of stray cows. According to a letter issued to all district collectors by the Directorate of Gopalan on 28 December, all the citizens who have adopted stray cows will be facilitated at the state level by the district collector on Independence and Republic Day. This happens after, under the previous BJP government, Rajasthan became the first state to have a cow minister. Under the Ashok Gehlot-led Congress government now, Pramod Bhaiya is the cow minister of the state. Now, the highly anticipated Prayagraj Kumbh Mela, which is the grand congregation of Hindu devotees that takes place four times over the course of 12 years, begins today. The festivities will commence with the Shahi Snan, or the holy dip, with sadhus from 13 akhadas taking a dip into the rivers. More than 12 crore people are expected to take part in the events over the next 50 days. For more, you can always follow News18's exclusive coverage on the Kumbh Mela at news18.com. A new kind of political turbulence in Karnataka has travelled from Bengaluru to Delhi as the BJP flew its 104 lawmakers to the capital and then to a resort in neighbouring Gurgaon, alleging that the Chief Minister H.T. Kumaraswamy was trying to split its ranks. This happens after five Congress lawmakers appear to be out of contact with their party. The Congress party has alleged that the group of missing Congress lawmakers in Karnataka is the biggest clue that the BJP has set once again its Operation Lotus upon us. Operation Lotus is a term which was first used in 2008 when the BJP was accused of inciting several opposition legislators to defect to ensure the stability of its government headed by B.S. Yediyurappa. A meeting has been called by Congress leaders in Bengaluru in the backdrop of this growing worry and concern over the Operation Lotus, even while its partner, Minister H.T. Kumaraswamy, dismissed any threat to his coalition government. In the 224-member Karnataka Assembly, the JDS-Congress combine has 118 lawmakers, which is more than the majority mark of 113. The BJP has 104 lawmakers and is far short of the required numbers. But the Congress has now alleged that the party is trying to muster up the numbers, which is the reason why five of its lawmakers have gone missing. However, H.T. Kumaraswamy has constantly claimed that the missing lawmakers are in Mumbai in a hotel and are in touch with him. He said, and I quote, "All of the Congress MLAs are continuously in contact with me. They went to Mumbai after informing me, and my government isn't under any threat." A day after President Ramnath Kovind gave assent to the Constitution's 104th Amendment Bill, which gives 10% reservation for economically weaker sections in the general category, the Gujarat government has become the first state to implement the provisions in education and government jobs from January 14th. Declaring that Gujarat was the first to implement the historic revolutionary legislation, the release said that the new quota will be in addition to the existing provisions available to the SCs, STs and the OBCs. Centre will decide on whether to increase the income tax exemption limit for individuals to Rs 5 lakhs ahead of the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. The income tax exemption limit till last year was 2.5 lakh per annum. However, sources have now said that the indirect tax policy is unlikely to see any change. The government is also not likely to cut corporate tax. Almost 3 years after former JNU Students' Union President Kanhaiya Kumar, along with 9 others, were accused of raising anti-India slogans, the Delhi police on Monday charged them with sedition. Defending himself, Kumar described the charge sheet as a politically motivated move and questions its timing, which comes just months before the Lok Sabha polls. The police has claimed in a 12,000-page charge sheet that it has video clips to prove the offence, which has been corroborated by the statements of the witnesses that Kanhaiya was leading a procession and allegedly supported seditious slogans raised on the JNU campus in February 2016. The other 7 accused in the charge sheet are Kashmiri students Aqib Hussain, Mujib Hussain, Munib Hussain, Umar Gul, Raisa Rasool, Bashir Bhatt and Basharat. Some of these were studying in JNU while others were Aligarh University and Jamia Millia Islamia students. So that's all for today, but in the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Zoya, signing off. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.